Alien Ant Farm started in 1996. I heard there were a lot of influences from family and friends. Could you explain that in a few words?
More than anything, I think family members just kind of gave us support to allow us to pursue music. I think a lot of parents don't like it when they hear their kids want to be in a rock band. You know, oh, you're going to smoke pot or drink all day. I think once they saw we were pretty serious about it, it was cool. My dad was a musician, played guitar and sang and played piano. So I wanted to kind of follow in that, what he did.
I read when you saw him playing at family activities, you wanted to also play guitar, do the same. There was a special mood every time you mentioned in one interview when he played.
I just think he kind of changed a room, you know, when no one was really talking or feeling in a party kind of environment. You know, he could always change the mood of a room, and more than, you know, making money or becoming like any kind of celebrity, I wanted to be able to have that kind of power to change a mood or, you know, make people happy through whether it be music or any kind of art. But music was just kind of the one thing I thought I was a little good at, so I kind of followed in that way.
Most people here in Germany, when you ask them Alien Ant Farm, what do they do? Most people will answer you hard rock, but there are also a lot of reggae, pop, and different influences in the music. How do you explain that to yourself? How does that go together, such a wide range?
Yeah, I don't know. We just kind of sit down, and when we're rehearsing, or we even have the Pro Tools right here, we're recording right now, just whatever comes out. We listen to so much stuff, you know, so we just kind of gather certain ideas. Like, I'm a big folk fan. I love folk music. Some other in the band are, you know, into jazz, and others are into, like, heavy stuff. So when we kind of throw it all together, you know, we could have a really heavy song with, like, kind of a folk-style vocal over it or something. And we just play what feels good for us. You know, I think people are right to say that we're hard rock, but I think we're also other things, too.
It was in 1999 when you recorded your first album, a small album you recorded for yourselves, I read. Why was it named Greatest Hits? A bit ironically?
Yeah, we just thought it was funny, you know, what if we named our first record Greatest Hits? And in a sense, it was our greatest hits. Like, it was our favorite songs, you know, so it was our hits. It was just a joke, you know. We weren't trying to, obviously, we didn't even have one hit, so it was just something funny. And then Anthology to do second was kind of just another joke, you know. We obviously haven't been around long enough to even have an anthology, so it's kind of stupid.
Anthology was released on the label of Papa Roach. I heard that you already know Papa Roach for a few years, are friends with them. Was that normal to do this step now?
Well, it didn't. It just kind of came about. We'd been friends for 3 or 4 years now, playing shows together before they had a record deal or we had a record deal. And a lot of success came with them really quickly. And basically, they just, you know, they're on DreamWorks and we're on DreamWorks now too. They kind of just, they wouldn't shut up about Alien Ant Farm to DreamWorks. Kept saying, you got to hear this band, you got to hear this band. And finally, DreamWorks came around to listen to us, and they picked us up. They signed us.
There were a lot of parallels between both bands. Papa Roach from North California, you from South California, both swapped shows, I heard. Was there always such a good friendship and working together?
Yeah, well, ever since the day we met, we got along really well. I still can't, you know, I don't think there's another band that we get along with better than Papa Roach. I'd say, you know, 311, we get along with also a band called Dredge out here. We've known for just as long as we've known Papa Roach, probably. But yeah, we just kind of like all became, you know, brothers in a way. So it's kind of weird.
When you look back at the influences, were there also, I mean, if you are such good friends, were there also influences both band exchanged somehow in their songs, in their writing, in their style?
I don't think so. I know that we definitely like admire each other's music. I admire, they're very straightforward, heavy, kind of almost punk and metal, and I think we're from a different place, you know, but we respect each other's music. I think we influence each other just as people more than we do as through, like, musically.
I heard you wanted to make an album that does not sound all alike, all songs the same style. Are you now satisfied with Anthology as it's now? Is it what you expected?
Definitely. I like it. For our first record, I mean, we had a record before, but this is our first kind of major record, you know, and I'm very happy with it. I know we'll get better as a band, but I'll never listen to that album and think that it's crap. I'm proud of it, and I think I'll always enjoy that record. I think we're going to write, you know, better stuff in the future.
I read most songs you wrote during a breakup. Was that maybe the background that the songs are more emotional or for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, going through, like anyone going through like a love relationship through hard times is like, you can either sit and be depressed all day about it, or you can kind of like channel or use that bad feeling to do good things, you know? I think I was writing like words and poems and songs, like I think I was writing them the best I ever had when I was in that mood of just like really down and hurting. And so I definitely, it was the worst thing and the best thing that ever happened to me, like at the same time.
The first song known to most of the people here in Germany from you is for sure Smooth Criminal. I mean, it's a good song, but did you expect this success from a cover song?
I knew it would be a big song. It was not our idea to release it as a single. A radio station in New York started spinning it, and we were upset. We were really mad and sad and everything. You know, what the fuck? Like, we didn't know. We didn't want that song to be... We put it on the album. We liked it, you know? But it just kind of blew up like crazy, you know? And but I don't regret it. Like, I enjoy still. I like playing the song. It's a good song, so...
I think there are a lot of expectations when you had one big song like this, and now people should listen to your other songs that are also good, but I mean, you have to get people to listen to it and to say, hey, we have more to offer than this. Was it a hard work, or did everything work out here in Germany quite well?
I'd still like to play more shows here in Germany. I think we need, you know, I don't really know where we stand here. I know that, you know, people have been really respectful towards the band, and you know, the few shows that we've played here have gone well. Last night Rockin' Ring was amazing. Like, I don't know, we still need to do our job and come back here and through the rest of Europe many more times, you know.
For sure you've played a lot of shows in the USA, but now I read you've been in Japan at the beginning of May. You've gone to England, you're going to Portugal, Spain. What do you expect? Is it everywhere the same, or is there a different feeling when you leave USA?
It's definitely different. European crowds, I think, are a little more excited for music. I definitely like playing in Europe more than the U.S. Although U.S. is my home, I love it there for many reasons, but when it comes to playing shows, I like playing here better.
We've already talked about the shows all over Europe, and you're going back for a lot of shows to the USA then. What are your plans now for the future? For this summer, or for maybe the next album? I heard there were also plans for writing new songs.
Yeah, well, we're doing it right now. Just putting ideas down on the computer or Pro Tools. We'll finish out some festivals here, and then few festivals in the U.S., like you said, and then we'll be done right in the middle of June. So July, August, September, we'll just be at home writing, rehearsing every day, recording every day, and then we'll go into a studio probably, I'd say, around October time, September, October, and record our next record, probably be out in the beginning of 2003, like February, March.